Serving God, and Come, Follow Me. As you study the Come, Follow Me Sunday School lessons this year, think about how the principles can help you live this year's mutual theme as you serve God with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 2. You might focus on a different principle each month. For example, try one of these ideas. January. One of the greatest ways we can serve God and others is by teaching the gospel. See, how can I help others learn about Heavenly Father? For ideas on what you can teach your friends about our relationship with God. February. You've been given talents to use for good. See, how can I use church music to learn about the plan of salvation? For an example of how music can contribute to teaching the gospel. Consider other talents you have and how you can use those to serve. March. How do you serve with all your might when sometimes you don't feel all that mighty, especially spiritually? Look at, how can I use the words of living prophets and apostles to strengthen my faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ, for ideas on resources to strengthen you and your faith in Jesus Christ as you embark in the service of God. April. You're surrounded by good examples of dedicated servants. What does Joseph Smith's example teach me about learning the gospel? Invite you to study the life of Joseph Smith. Consider how his gospel learning led him to serve others and how you can do the same. May. Sharing your testimony is a type of service where you may not always see how you're blessing someone else, but it's just as valuable. See, what does it mean to bear testimony? For examples of how one person's testimony has blessed others' lives. You might get new ideas on ways you can serve others by sharing your testimony too. June. Look at how do women and priesthood holders work together to build the kingdom of God and record how the priesthood has blessed your life or how you can use the priesthood to serve God and others. July. When you were baptized, you made a covenant to serve God. See, how can I deepen my understanding of covenants and think about how service is an important part of your baptismal covenant? August. Did you realize keeping a journal can be service? How will keeping a personal journal bless me and my family shows the importance and blessings of this record. Consider making a goal for how you want to keep a record of your life. September. One way you can embark in the service of God, mutual theme for 2015, is simply by obeying Him, which sets a great example. See, how can I help others understand my standards for ideas on how to talk to friends about your standards? It's a chance to teach them and enjoy the blessings of obedience. October. Often when we serve others, we naturally develop love for them, but sometimes it takes a little effort first. See, how can I show love for those I teach to learn about developing that Christ-like love for others you'll serve? November. Meaningful goals and careful planning can help us achieve the work the Lord has for us to do. This is taught in How Can Setting Goals Help Me Become Self-Reliant? Set one or two goals to focus on this month, perhaps something to help you serve others. December. Throughout your life, you'll be called to serve in the church. See, how can I learn to serve more effectively in the church? For ideas on how you can fulfill those callings with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. End of the article, Serving God and Come Follow Me. Read by Dwayne Case.